bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is the Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Kylie Carpentieri. On Monday, Donald Trump declared that abortion decision should be left to the states in a statement he made to try and give clarity over how he would handle the issue of abortion as president. However, it is not working out in his favor. Over the past few days, former President Trump has been helping Democratic scores across the country, including his presidential opponent Joe Biden, skyrocket. Additionally, on Monday, Trump made the decision to not speak out in support of a national abortion ban, which is going against a huge portion of his party. On Wednesday, Trump told reporters that he would not sign a national abortion ban as president and took to social media late Wednesday, saying, quote, "We brought it back to the states and a lot of good things are happening." However, in another video, he accused the Democrats of trying to distract from immigration and the economy. His differing opinions have been leaving citizens' heads spinning, though he did speak publicly about his feelings towards Arizona's recent abortion ban. Here is what Trump had to say.
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. I'm sure that the governor and everybody else are going to bring it back into reason.
Audio provided by NBC News. Current President Joe Biden is also using this as a center point to get more votes and stay ahead of Trump in the polls.
Elect me. I'm in the 21st century, not back then. They weren't even a state.
Audio provided by NBC News. A former assistant principal was charged with 8 counts of felony child neglect a year after a 6-year-old shot a teacher. It has been recently made public that ex-administrator Ebony Parker could face up to 5 years in prison for the charges and that more charges could follow as the investigation continues. A Virginia prosecutor said on Thursday that he will pursue the case as well as explain the unusual charge against the administrator. Attorney Howard Gwynn told reporters that he was, quote, troubled, and that he supports the charges against Parker in a press conference.
The lapses in security were appalling and should never have happened. That is incumbent upon all of us to look at systems and make sure that they are safe.
Audio provided by NBC News. The shooting at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News took place on January 6, 2023, and has since brought national attention to safety in schools. The police revealed that the action taken by the child appeared to be intentional. Additionally, legal experts say that it is rare for charges to be brought against a child perpetrator's parents, administrators, or other adults, and Gwynn said that there is a message to be sent when charges are brought in the fallout of school shootings. Former NFL player and the primary suspect in the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, O.J. Simpson, has died of cancer at the age of 76. The Simpson family released a statement on Thursday that stated, quote, "On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace." The ex-football player made history after being acquitted for the murder of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman, though much of America believes him to be guilty. And Kim and Fred Goldman, the parents of Ron, said in a statement, the quote, "News of Ron's killer passing away is a mixed bag of complicated emotions and reminds us that the journey through grief is not linear." Simpson eventually ended up in jail in an unrelated case where he served 9 years of an up to 33-year sentence after he attempted to steal, at gunpoint, what Simpson stated were his pieces of sports memorabilia. Simpson's prostate cancer diagnosis was made public about 2 months ago, and he had received chemotherapy. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Kylie Carpentieri.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.